Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way goes the old adage. The fact is, however, that some who should lead are reluctant to rise to the challenge. They're perfectly content to either follow or else settle down in a rocking chair and just get out of the way. The problem is, however, God wants them to lead. Take Moses, for example. When Moses was ready to lead, God said, "You're not ready. Take a few laps around the desert taking care of the sheep." And that is what Moses did for the next 40 years. Finally, God said, "Okay, Moses, you're ready." And that's when Moses said, in effect, "Uh-uh, not me." That's not exactly what he said, but it's a good paraphrase. Here's the text. God said, "I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God said, "I will be with you." Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." This is what you are to say to the Israelites: "I am has sent me to you." Lead, follow, or get out of the way. Like Moses long ago, many of us feel inadequate to lead. Yet our failure to provide leadership creates a vacuum. Someone has to do it, whether it is in your family, your business, or your church. Like Moses, our fears and dreads latch onto that word, suppose. We paint the dreaded scenario in our mind, saying, "Suppose they won't like me. Suppose things don't go well. Suppose they criticize me." And yielding to our feelings of inadequacy, we choose to just get out of the way and let someone else do it. In the beginning, God made it clear that men were to provide leadership for their families by being there, by being the major provider, by leading the way, by being a role model to his kids and a strengthened defender for the whole family. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior, wrote Paul to the Ephesians. The image is not that of a dictator, but that of an orchestra conductor with sensitivity and care. Men who love their wives and children are a strength and help, and no woman in her right mind would object to the loving, caring leadership which God intends. When men are not there, someone has to do it, and that's when the burden falls on wives and single moms. Leadership by default is better than no leadership, but it often falls short of what it could and should be. Question: are you a reluctant leader? If you nod your head in the affirmative, then ask yourself, well, what are you waiting for? One dad asked his 5-year-old, "Son, what do you want to be when you grow up?" Looking into the face of his dad, the little boy answered, "Dad, I want to be just like you." That is the true reward of leadership. God told Moses that he would be with him, and God honored that commitment. When a man does what is right, he can be sure he's moving in sync with God's purpose for his family, for his life, for his business, for his church, whatever. Now, don't expect to be perfect before you decide to lead. Get out there and do your best. The rather blunt admonition of lead, follow, or get out of the way makes sense. Just lead. That's it on today's Guidelines. If you have access to the internet, you can listen to what you've just heard. You can download it in MP3, or you can print it out. You can share it with a Bible study, or meditate on it, or pass it on to a friend. If we can provide help or counsel or prayer, get in touch with us. That's why we're here. Our email address is guidelines@guidelines.org. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala.